women had it enough. And this, I think, it's for every women's movement. I think you all could agree that this is a good symbolic sign when you demonstrate. And then from different demonstration, it is about, of course, the declension of all over women's rights, all over former Balkans. As just two sentences of a little context, as you know, that in the 90s Yugoslavia fall apart, and still we say, when we name our little national and nationalistic countries, that we are from former Yugoslavia. What we want to say, that we are still keeping a feminist struggle across the boards. We have been smuggled ourselves and supported each other and the sisters in all of the countries from former Yugoslavia, because we shared our feminist concerns during the Yugoslavia period. And of course, forming new national states, what you got, that they were not only national states, they were nationalistic states. They started in their constitution to exclude minority. Let's say Croatian constitution has only that in Croatia lives Croats and the others. And women always recognize this otherness, since we are always in this binary division of the world. We are this, the others. So still in Croatia lives minorities, Serbs, Muslims, Roma people, and 15 other smaller minorities. So as feminists, our struggle is not only, has never been for women's rights in particular, it's more about a today intersectional struggle with all others deprived, because with the nationalism in Croatia and in the Balkans, there is the strengthening of the so-called different type of religious movements. I would say religious fundamentalism, which is also Catholic one in Croatia. And they are all the primary things that they do is to ban women's rights, especially reproductive and sexual rights are tackled every day. Almost every month we would have to protest to preserve the right to abortion, which women got in the previous system, and we have an old law from 78, and now they're struggling that the law is old. It is not only to try to ban the abortion, but it's praying groups in front of hospitals to discourage women to do it. There is even consciousness objection of the pharmaceutical workers not willing to sell you contraceptive. So it's definitely one of the first our main concerns is. But of course, we can't talk about declension of women's rights if we wouldn't talk that this is a post-conflict and post-war region, so that we are still facing different types of violence. As we all know, the gender-based violence, but war violence against women is present, even in so-called domestic violence, because men are with PTSD, returned back home with arms. So this is one of the battles that I think, unfortunately, violence against women unites us all. It's not how smart, clever we are all over the world between me and somebody in Algeria or Japan. This is the violence against us and structural violence. What we are so worried, it's all this declension of women's rights and, of course, social and worker rights. And this is the basis that all countries in former Yugoslavia had this so-called transition from people's own to neoliberal capitalism. And this is the key of also our discrimination concerning women's rights. It's the new problems that we all face about the Balkan tour, a huge this Balkan refugee crisis that happened through our place. People had a sympathy because we passed through the war, but our governments decided that it should be wires and walls. And this is, as feminists, also what we face to have to struggle, so that our struggle nowadays is to keep the secularism in Croatian state and in the Balkans, which is the key, and in that sense to keep also women's rights, which are close to what secularism should be.